Welcome to the BWFA Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast series brought to you by Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors. This podcast is informational and not a specific recommendation. Please consult with your financial advisor.
Welcome back to the Tax Myth podcast series. I'm Larry Post, Senior Tax and Planning Advisor at Baltimore, Washington Financial Advisors. And this is episode 5. And in today's episode, as I promised, we're going to be talking about deductions and business expenses and the myths and misconceptions that surround that. So first of all, I think pre-COVID, this wasn't as bigger issue, but I think since COVID hit and people working at home, there's this misconception that I work at home now, I can deduct a home office and I can deduct expenses in my home. And the answer generally is no. If you are an employee and are working from home and you receive a W-2, typically, and there are some exceptions like with everything in tax, but typically as an employee, you are not allowed a home office deduction. In fact, nowhere to deduct a home office deduction if you're an employee receiving a W-2. Especially if you're working at home because of your convenience. If you have the ability to go into the office, but you don't want to, and your employer says, fine, again, not a big deal. A lot of this has changed. In the past, we didn't have these issues where, hey, I work for a company and they're, you know, I can work remote, so I can live anywhere. People are living all over the country, and it doesn't matter where their company is existing or headquartered or has an office. You're just working at remote for your convenience. If you lived in that city where your business is, you probably could go in the office. So that's number one. You don't just automatically get a home office deduction. Number two, unreimbursed job expenses. Prior to 2018, if you incurred expenses in your job as an employee, and had they been reimbursed by your company, but they weren't, you could deduct them. Now, there were some limitations of adjusted gross income percentages, and you had to itemize your deductions instead of taking the standard deduction. But since 2018, that was eliminated with the Tax Act in 17 that was signed at the end of 2017. That was eliminated. There is no more unreimbursed employee business expenses. Now, there are some small expenses for educators that you can deduct and performing artists. There's a few little pieces. But let's not get carried away with the small items. In general, you don't get those unreimbursed employee business expenses. So that was kind of the second big misconception that you can do this. And the third one that I get all the time is, hey, you know, can I create an LLC and then I'll be able to write off personal expenses as business expenses, is basically what people are asking me. So first of all, understand, again, going back to if you're an employee with a W-2, you're not getting a deduction for home office, business expenses, nothing. You're an employee. If you are self-employed, you're a contractor, consultant, you work on your own, you may get 1099s from companies, you may not get 1099s, and you're what's called self-employed, and you've been filing Schedule C, self-employed tax, you know, part of your tax return, paying self-employment tax, Medicare, Social Security, you are getting a deduction for home office, conceivably, depending on the circumstances, and business expenses. So you're getting those. Creating an LLC doesn't change the deductibility of expenses. Whether you are an LLC, a corporation, or a sole proprietor, that doesn't change the ability to deduct expenses that weren't deductible as deductible. So you don't create an LLC and then get to deduct certain personal expenses that weren't deductible before as a sole proprietor. You don't get to deduct, hey, I'm going to create an LLC and then I can deduct expenses for doing my investing because now I'm a business. No, creating an entity doesn't create a business. It all is dependent on what you're doing. Investing your own money is not a business. Investing other people's money is. And then it doesn't matter the form of business ownership you have. So really understand, it isn't about the type of entity. It's about what you're doing, whether it is a legitimate business or not. But it doesn't, changing form of ownership doesn't all of a sudden change expenses that may or may not be deductible. Again, those personal expenses, the unreimbursed expenses. I'm going to create an LLC and then I can deduct them because it's a business. No, You're not, the entity doesn't create the business. It's what you're doing, how you're operating, and who's paying you that's going to determine whether you're actually in business or not for yourself or you're an employee. So really understand the home office is the big one. It didn't change. COVID didn't change because you want to work at home or your employer says you can work at home. You don't have to come in the office. That didn't change the ability to have a home office deduction. You must be self-employed and then still fall under certain guidelines of the use of your home as an office. And believe me, home office deduction is something that actually went to the Supreme Court. So there's a lot of case law out there on exactly what is required and not to be able to deduct a home office deduction. So I hope that helps you a little bit, tells you what you really can't do. I think in all these myths, I'm trying to tell people, don't believe what you read or hear from other people. In our next episode, in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about errors and on your return or audits and a little misconception around, you know, what happens if you're audited, how do they determine audits and things like that. So stay tuned and have a good day.
Thanks for listening. For questions, more information, or to schedule a conversation, please contact Baltimore Washington Financial Advisors. Past performance is no measure or guarantee of future returns. Investing in securities involves risk, including the risk of principal. The securities and services mentioned here may not be suitable for every investor. You should discuss these with your advisor prior to making a final determination based on your risk tolerance, your investment objectives, and your financial situation. Baltimore Washington Financial Advisors is a registered investment advisor.